With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House has voted overwhelmingly to pass a bill to force the Justice Department to publicly release its files on the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Danielle Bensky, who says she was abused by Epstein, says his victims come from a variety of backgrounds, but they stand in solidarity in wanting to stop such abuse and its denial by those in power.
We're united in the call for transparency, complete transparency, to find justice. Justice for our younger selves. These pictures that you see, they're real people. I wish I could go back and give my former self a hug and say, this matters and it's going to change, and mean it.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his chamber will act swiftly on the bill. Tuesday's vote shows the pressure mounting on lawmakers and the Trump administration to meet long-held demands that the Justice Department release its case files on Epstein. President Trump defended the visiting Saudi crown prince over the 2018 killing of a journalist, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During an Oval Office visit, Saudi crown prince Mohammed bin Salman was asked about U.S. intelligence that concluded he orchestrated the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Trump stepped in, lashed out at the reporter, and dismissed the criticism.
A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen.
He claimed that the crown prince knew nothing about the Khashoggi murder. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A panel of three federal judges has blocked Texas from using a new congressional map that Republicans drew in hopes of picking up five U.S. House seats. This is SRN News. Scotland may liberalize its abortion laws, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The government is considering recommendations from pro-abortion groups that call for a removal of limits on when a woman can terminate her pregnancy. Under current Scottish law, abortions are allowed up to 6 months, but only when two doctors agree that the mother's life or health are at risk. The abortion law expert group states that the country's curbs on the procedure are, quote, anachronistic, paternalistic, and don't reflect best modern practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Poland's foreign minister says an auction of Holocaust artifacts has been canceled in Germany following complaints from Holocaust survivors. Radoslaw Sikorski says he and his German counterparts agreed that such a scandal must be prevented. The German auction house Felsmann was preparing to sell hundreds of Holocaust artifacts, including letters written by prisoners. This is SRN News. Russia is finding that waging war is an expensive proposition, especially if it drags on for years with no end in sight.
Russian lawmakers have endorsed a new round of tax hikes to help finance the war in Ukraine. Legislators in Russia's lower house of parliament have voted to raise the value-added tax from 20% to 22%. The changes are expected to add up to $12.3 billion to the budget. The new legislation also lowers the income threshold for businesses required to collect the tax, which will hit many of Russia's smaller businesses. Rich Thomason reporting.
China has reportedly funneled billions of dollars in hidden loans to U.S. companies over the past quarter century. The study by Aid Data says Chinese interests channel much of the $200 billion through offshore shell companies, then used it to buy stakes in U.S. businesses. More at SRNNews.com.